could be shut down for security reasons.
Visual Voices, a new and unusual look at people shaping our culture and our world.
I listen to good news and I feel fine. Every chance I have, I get online. For stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be, goodnewsbroadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, I get online to hear good news. Goodnewsbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Paul Slatkus. Hi, how you doing? Visual Voices. Thank you, Rick Ulfick, for giving us the opportunity to share our July 4th, 22nd anniversary of our Good News broadcast. So this is very exciting. Rick and Roland have been good friends for many years. In fact, we did a 20th anniversary some years ago, and we broadcasted it during this Visual Voices broadcast. And I love it. So I'm very happy to do that. So today's show will include some segments from our Good News broadcast. We did 120 hours of COVID specials live on Facebook and then on YouTube to show our due respect for all those that have really done so many things, the heroes of the world. And we're going to show some segments from that and another segment called From Tomfoolery, The Great Realization, how it sort of took a virus to get people to, I guess, change the way that they usually are living. And then basically our program has, we called it a COVID comedy special benefit. And we partnered with the West Side Comedy Club, and it's comedy, but it's peace and love. So you can cry, you'll be laugh a lot because these comedians are pretty darn funny. I'll have to say that. And just so fortunate to have Todd be able to, who's over at the West Side Comedy Club, he's the general manager over there, give us the opportunity to be part of his West Side Comedy on 75th. It's part of Playa Betty, it's a restaurant, and then downstairs is the comedy club, Todd Cederholm. And Felicia Madison manages it for the club. And Brian Scott McFadden and Harrison Greenbaum. No. So I got to be funny. They're funny. I try just to stay in the game. They give me a hard time. They give the happy hearts a hard time. They give me by far a hard time. The guy thought I was a podiatrist, not a television something. All right, but you know, I just I can't say that anything more than thank you to them. You know, in this segment that we have the 7 o'clock ringing of the bells, honking horns. I live on 79th on 80th Street, but 79th and 80th Street, we're still doing it since the beginning of April. We're clapping out there. We're showing our due respect to those wonderful people that have given so much. We have in this video, we have England's hospital system, Make a Difference video. It's magnificent, really magnificent. Actually, this show is really magnificent, I'm going to say, because it's showing the due respect. We show some comedy, we laugh. We'll go right into it. You know, comedians make fun of a lot of things, and they do. But we also show some real sensitive appreciation to those that have given a lot of themselves. So let's get right to the show. Let's go right to, we have the First Lady Matilda Cuomo on it as well. We have a colonel from the government, talking from the medical area. We have McDonald's company giving away things. We have Upper West Side people. Hey, it's all good. All right, we love New York, and thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be sharing this with you. So thank you. Take care. We love you.
Singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Still flag humor.
Him by. They read his sign, but dismiss him from mind. You turn and stop to talk a while, and he smiles. Someone to tell his story to. A man in need, but that's simple deed will do to make a difference. The smallest act of grace can make a difference, and the world a better place. And it takes someone like you.
Partnership between McDonald's Corporation and the franchisees, where we're offering free thank you meals from April 22nd through May 5th, all day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, to our healthcare workers and our first responders.
You guys said, try to make it look nice for the neighborhood, and then with all this going on now, we decided to turn into a doctor, a nurse, and a little cop over there.
Wow, and this is a police block here, 82nd Street. Oh man, this is really great. And this is the name of your shop?
This is.
Constantine, this is good news, man. This is really good news. I love this. Thank you here. Wow, you did a great job.
Your
grandfather would be, is he still with us?
No, he's not.
He's with us in spirit, right?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
This is unprecedented times where there are major constraints on large gatherings, and we need to practice good social distancing to stem the tide of this COVID infection. And so Memorial Day is going to look different this year.
Peace.
Peace.
La pace.
La pace.
Oh, it's everything. We have to know as adults how much it means to our young children to live in peace. And we have to learn and teach them when they're very young that you have to do things that are good for everybody. Be good, that's all. Be good and understanding.
And let's take a moment to pray for those that are in pain and suffering. Listen to the birds.
We're clapping right here.
About the virus again, then I'll go to bed.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favourite. I promise just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty. Back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted. And the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer. And every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making. And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then, there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Because if you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm just trying to relive the best bits of my day. Cheers.
Felicia, you look great. You look beautiful. The West Side Comedy Club.
And you just did
a couple of shows. Thank you for joining us.
Can I just say, what's in the background there? You got some kind of, that's like a Russian nesting doll of hearts there. I don't know what that is, that background poster there. It's lovely. I just wanted
I gave you, that was a charity thing at Calhoun School on 76 in Amsterdam. I bought that. And it's a hearts. It's hearts.
Great.
Hearts. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. Hearts. That was... See, Brian, they're hearts.
Oh, see, that's wonderful. See that? We're spreading the love. That's what comedy is for.
It is.
Take it away, Felicia.
You should have to look at it this way. See, they're hearts now.
I know. I could put it another way.
Yeah, I think you've hung it the wrong way.
I know. I thought that was, is that a human spleen? I didn't know what that was. You can't really tell from that angle.
Now it makes sense.
Now everything becomes, I thought it was Mick Jagger's lips. I didn't know what was happening. And now
that's
everything
good. That's
becomes,
good. I like it.
That's awesome.
Well, I guess we're already into it. I don't even have to say anything because we're here with the great Brian Scott McFadden, and we're going to tell some funny jokes for charity. So
this is
super exciting. I'm here virtually at West Side Comedy Club. You can tell I'm not really here because this ghost is following me around. Mm-hmm. Can you see the ghost? It's hard. This is really hard. I mean, you know, thank you for bringing good news to the world because this is not a time of good news. And doing these Zoom shows is really hard. So thank you for having us, and thank you for bringing good news to the world. Thank you for celebrating a 22nd anniversary, and thank you, Brian Scott McFadden, for being a part of this. With that said, we're going to bring up one of our favorites at West Side Comedy Club, Brian Scott McFadden.
Was that a globe? What is that?
A hug of planet. It's a hug of planet. If you make a donation, you can get a hug a planet. That's part of our benefits.
That is beautiful. You're like Mr. Rogers' even nicer uncle. You know what I mean? That's
he's a beautiful. Rogers is the best.
You've got.
I think
pillows.
People want to. I think it should be a whack a planet. Everyone wants a whack a planet.
Yeah,
you can whack a planet. This has been whacked.
That's what you want to do. You want to play whack a mole with the globe. Okay?
You know? Really good.
That's
you
it.
Get this guy.
Wait.
It's gonna be bigger.
Now this is becoming a Bed Bath and Beyond promo. I don't know what's going on. This is really.
I think
really
the Captain
awesome.
Kangaroo show. So
what are we? I'm gonna go check my email while you pull out more pillows. You know what I mean? Because why do you even need me here, Paul? You're doing a fine job.
Oh, you're great, Brian. You're fantastic. Thank you.
With your global puppetry, it's like Blue Man Group with Google Maps or something. That's really funny. Anyway,
what's the biggest prize we could win, Paul?
Yeah, what can we win, Paul?
You could win.
Well, we don't win. What do we pay the most for to get the prize?
You could win a trip to Montauk.
Wow! Long Island, you're really giving away gold over there.
The Montauk Manor. This is
That's
serious.
It? Really? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're not visiting. If you were giving away the place, that might be nice.
Well,
but,
take it.
Take
the place.
Right.
I got a place there. You can go there.
Yeah, I know it's Montauk, but it's still Long Island, Paul. Okay, so let's not get too excited. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not going.
Wait, before you mix it, do they have a comedy club there?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Do they have a comedy club there? If they have a comedy club, we'll go.
We could start one.
Someone in China decided that there wasn't enough culinary choices on the Chinese food menu. And they just said, hey, I see that General Tso's chicken. I you know what I mean? The pork dumplings, it looks good. But do you have bat? Okay, do you have involving a bat? Because I hear they're delicious. And now we're all locked in our apartments watching Tiger King. that's basically our lives. So this is great. Am I doing like 21 minutes here? How long?
No, I think we're good here right now because it's only a half hour show.
Oh, okay. So I better bail.
I
soon.
Mean, and I
love doing
all those other people.
Though. Thank you for having me. My
oh,
father
thanks,
told
Brian.
Me he doesn't.
All right. So and Harrison's going to come up now. Go boom and We might have to
check. Yeah, Harrison Greenbaum, another favorite at West Side Comedy Club, performs all over. He's a very talented, not only an amazing magician, but a very extremely funny comedian. So let's give it up for Harrison Greenbaum.
Okay. And Felicia Madison, let's give it up for her, because you were very kind and really been helping me make this thing happen. Thank you, Todd, and thank you with the West Side Comedy Club.
Well, and please support West Side Comedy Club when we're open, and Playa Betty's is open, so go have yourself a taco and a margarita. God knows we need it.
That's great food. Okay, so here we go. Harrison. Well, I'll be darned. I'm here with Harrison Greenbaum. Hey, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good. Has anybody ever told you you look like a pediatrician?
No. But the answer is yes, you did.
There you go, perfect.
Oh boy, we're on the same wavelength. We're, this COVID is, I don't know, is it affecting us, but it is affecting us.
Yeah, I don't have a job.
And I'm calling you from my bedroom. Well, no, but you're like a funny guy.
This is my apartment. That's my bedroom and my bathroom. People come over, by the way, and they're always like, which one is the bathroom? And I'm like, let's play a game. Open a door, and if there's a bed.
What do you think is going on here?
It's been insane, you know. I've been in New York this whole time. A couple of weeks ago, I got to do my first live show because there's a diner in Astoria, Queens, where they're having drive-in comedy. So people bring their cars. Uh-huh. You perform for them. So you're very far away, and they're in cars. And instead of laughing, because they're sealed inside of a vehicle, they flash their headlights and they move their windshield wipers, and that's comedy in 2020.
So what would be something you would say to the people like that, that were there, if you were there and you were sharing your good talents?
I was doing my act, which I'll be honest with you, before the show, I was listening to old recordings on myself to make sure I still remembered my material, which is always a weird thing. But it actually ended up being not so bad because I've been doing these Zoom shows and doing a lot of things like this. And it's kept me as sharp as I think I can be, other than I'm used to doing like 15 to 20 live shows a week. You know, I'm running around doing 2-3 live shows a night. My longest break in New York City, I think, was 2 days. So now my longest break is 3 months. It's a big
You broke your record. Has anything in all this time now that, you know, people are trying to figure out how to live their lives, have things come up that you thought, you know, pretty freaking funny, how we're dealing with them?
I mean, I originally, you know, when coronavirus, people were just talking about it and they're like, it's going to come to New York. I was initially nervous because, you know, there's a reason you never have like a zombie movie in New York, right? Because like I don't think we do well in a zombie outbreak. Like we wouldn't even know there were zombies for most, right? Like for the first like 4 days, we just be like, wow, the homeless people are very aggressive.
And now this mask thing. So
pretty early on, I made the joke that became like a real product. A bunch of other late night hosts made. Like I was very ahead of the curve. I should have patented it. Uh-huh. I'm sure my Jewish parents were like, that could have been a business. I don't know why they did an Italian gesture, but that was always the idea. I think that would be cool if we just print our own faces on the mask. That's just, you know, then you would even know.
The kindness revolution. The future's in our hands. Every place a new relation. With our expanding we, a new humanity. Now here we grow, with each seed we sow, to let love flow. We the world, we the people, we're the stuff made of stars.
Join together, force field, the weather's any storm. Our union makes earth heaven, the bond that we form. Shows we the world, the insects, the plants, the birds. We're the stars in the skies, we create the words to describe what we see, to take us where we wanna be. We all wanna be free. We the mountains, reach for the sun. Everybody, part of everyone. We the world, a intentional kindness will take away the blindness. Peace and love will eventually find us. Enjoying harmony, creating shares of unity. We spread positive vibes through our communities. We the world, we the people, envision. One that reaches all within the soul, that's the mission. Within the heart, joyously shared in peace and art. The art of share, the art of care. We say that's a decent start. The art of action in our lives ensures that the dream survives. Channels hope and equity drives. Giving back makes you tingle inside like stomach butterflies, and that'll let us rise to the sky. We the world. Said we the world.
Those interviewed for Visual Voices and those featured on Visual Voices do not necessarily express the views of FEM, MNN, or anyone associated with this production. The views of the puppets, however, are their own and do not reflect the views of any other puppets, mannequins, and/or animatronic creatures. I am Friedrich Nietzsche, and I say thank you.